Hi, my name is Sam Kaplan. There was an email that was sent out. When there's been trouble in the past, even in our community here in Asheville, Christians and Muslims came out to support the Jewish community, if you remember the bomb threats against the Jewish Community Center, for example. I could do no less for any part of our religious community that is feeling threatened.
And I know this is not something that happened on U.S. soil, but what are the feelings still?
There's a broad sense of vulnerability if a member in your broader religious community has been attacked and there's evidence of discrimination and hate elsewhere. It's hard not to internalize it and feel it wherever you live.
I'm Jerry Garfinkel, and I'm here because I believe that everyone in this country should be able to worship in safety and as they believe.
What do you hope to offer the local community today?
Just a sense that they're not alone. That when there's trouble, we all band together, and when there isn't trouble, I'm Jerry Garfinkel.
And I'm Marvin Feinblatt.
I'm here because I believe that everyone in this country should be able to worship in safety and as they believe.
Violence is not the answer in this world.
What do you hope to offer the local community today?
Just a sense that they're not alone.
Just know that
when there's trouble, we all band together, and when there isn't trouble, we still band together.
Approach to living, whether it's in New Zealand or it's in France or it's in Pittsburgh.
I'm Mahan Seiler, and I'm a retired pastor.
Tell me what brought you here.
It's just incredible crises that are occurring like this around the world, and we just need to be in solidarity. I need to be here for me, but also I hope they experience that the larger religious community is with them, and their pain is ours as much as we can absorb it.
My name is Todd Donatelli. I am the Dean of the Cathedral of All Souls in Asheville.
Tell me what brought you here.
Just the sense of being one with all human beings, and when any of us is in pain, we are all in pain, and hearing the story and realizing I want to be with my Muslim sisters and brothers in this moment with them.
Any thoughts that you want to share with them, what's going on in your mind about this situation?
Simply that we are all one. We share each other's joys and each other's pain, and we are in holding them in our hearts and souls, but also in our actions. How we choose to live each day is what we'll say about what we mean about all this.
Your name?
I'm Reuben Feldstein. I'm a member of Congregation Beit HaTfila. And I'm here because one of the tenets of my faith is to welcome the stranger. And that, I believe, has to be done assertively. You can't just talk about it.